Hi everyone, it's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show. And this show is called On Staying Sane, Dun 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 Dun, Our Reality. Oh my goodness. So I was so fortunate to get my voice mostly back on New Year's Eve. I am still in recovery from a bronchitis. Fortunately, I continue to be COVID negative. But I woke up this morning to, you know, as we all do, we've got our emails, we've got our social media, we have our news media, and I woke up to the reality, which our reality is really tough right now, that as a country and as a collective and also around the world, we're really getting hit hard with this pandemic. And I was in bed, and before I start my day, you know, I like to think about everything that's going right, give myself a pep talk. I'm still at the tail end of healing. You can kind of hear it in my voice. And just even that whole idea of self-care is the new cool is real, because I don't know about all of you, but the minute I start feeling better, I just want to go out and do everything I want to do. So I think it's like really humbling when we think about how we're all in this together to stay safe, to stay healthy, and to stay well. So when I opened up my email today and I saw the article from the American Medical Association, and it was titled, and I'll put a picture of this in the post on my site. It said, leading the news, U.S. reports more than 1 million new COVID infections on Monday. And the states are clearly backlogged due to the holiday weekend. And just talking about how intense this all is right now, the numbers, what it's doing to our hospitals. So when I read something like this, I wanted to use this time that we're all kind of in it together as a collective of humanity is to discuss the topic of mindful ingestion of our emails, our news, our social media. And what I wrote on Instagram is I put a picture of that post. So let's say you and I are flashing and seeing the news. And I put, love is being sent, topic, mindful ingestion of the news. And then I put all the hashtags, you know, we're in social media, Wednesday, Wednesday wisdom, mindful ingestion of news, grab and go, staying sane during unimaginable times, love wins, hope, health, mental health, wellness. And then I said, as we start 2022 as a collective, let's remember that less is more energetically. This is the golden thread from last show. So let's remember to choose our words, thoughts, and actions wisely, and who and what we engage with wisely. Our health, our immune systems, our wellness, mind, body, soul is top priority. So when I read the news or log into social media and see the data regarding the pandemic or violence or crime, I always pause, and I call that the mindful pause. Initially, I, like all of us, have an emotional response, as I am also having what I call the human experience. Dun, 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 dun. So then I remember, though, that I'm not only human, but that I'm an energy being, and I have the free will to choose. Love over fear, love over hate, hope over fear, health, safety. So when I'm opening up my email, my news feed, or anything social media, then I take in the information and I alchemize the energy of the feelings to hope and love. And I send that to all of us, all sentient beings, and I call it all kind, because I'm not only including human beings, I'm including animals, I'm including any feeling being in the universe. So I call that love all kind. So I do want to validate, though, you know, even though we read the news, we read our feeds, we have feelings and we are having human feelings, and those are okay to have. But what we need to remember is that feelings, thoughts, and actions carry energy and a vibration. So if you remember this, like you feel like you're clobbered. I'm like, oh my gosh, I looked at the news. I felt like a million frying pans coming at me like, oh my gosh, the pandemic. Oh yeah, right. Happy 2022, right? And so I'm aware of my feelings of at times being overwhelmed. And then taking those feelings, taking a deep breath, putting my hand on my heart. I'm doing it right now, actually. By the way, everyone, I have a candle lit as I'm recording this. It also calms me down. So deep breath, hand on my heart. And I take the energy of those feelings and I send myself love. I send my family, my community, and the greater world. And I just want to validate that as a collective, we are undoubtedly, we're having a brutal cold, flu, bronchitis, and COVID season. So, excuse me, a little cough had to remind us. I don't know about you guys, but anytime any of us hear a cough now, we're like, ah, okay. So in this very moment of now, I am sending you and your loved ones the energy of health, hope, and a speedy recovery for anything that you're struggling with. So, and I just wanted to jump on and, you know, remind everyone that we're in this together. And sometimes when we're, especially if we're not feeling well, and this is not just physically, but if we're having mental health challenges, I have like a half day of work today, and I'm an adult and child integrative psychiatrist, and a lot of my patients, you know, have been struggling emotionally. It's been sad. There's been issues with addiction, all kinds of struggles, you know, before the holidays, during the holidays, and now afterwards. So I just wanted to jump on and let you know that this concept of how do we stay sane when we have all of this coming at us, right? There's all this coming at us. And it's so important to remember to be in the space of awareness, self-love, and altruism. Those are the fundamental ingredients that I talk about for mental, physical, and spiritual health. And my awareness today before my feet hit the ground after I did all my gratitudes was that I wanted to put something realistic yet hopeful and kind and showing people how we can alchemize our own feelings and kind of then start the day with more hope. And also remember, we're just not alone. I think sometimes when we're struggling emotionally or physically, we just feel like it's only our universe. But there's so many people out there and we're in it together as a collective. So I also wanted to let you know that sometime this month, Kathleen O'Toole, my dear, dear friend and Emmy Award-winning news reporter, we are going to be doing once a month on Staying Sane with Kathleen O'Toole and Dr. Denise. So we'll be taking different news clips and kind of walking through what's going on and what I call the pulse of consciousness, and then mindfully ingesting it so it's not so overwhelming. So, okay, everyone, I'm also going to practice adaptive perfectionism. I'm still on the mend myself. I'm not completely well. So the other me would have probably re-recorded some of this, but I don't have the energy to. I think it's perfect how it is. It shows that I'm human and that I'm too am healing right now. And I'm just here with you all. I'm sending you love, and we're in this together, okay? All right. I'm wishing all of you and your family a speedy recovery and lots of love.